Where are we, Sunny? What's the name of the island? Herm? We're on Herm.
We're walking around.
We're walking through beautiful woodland. To my left is a beach made almost entirely of shells. Herm is 1.5 miles long. Much smaller than Sark. 20 minutes by boat from Guernsey. It is a glorious day. There's not a cloud in the sky, just a light breeze. And we're doing a tour of the island, which is a site of special scientific interest. I'm now looking out across the bay, translucent water towards Guernsey, shimmering in the distance. And what, Sunny?
A big white thing.
And a big white thing. And yeah, that's right. Again, like Sark, sandy tracks through gorse and fern, and Herm is a site of interest to naturalists. Lots of very unique wildlife. There's a puffin colony. I think they're long gone this time of year. And I would love to camp here for a few days next year. I don't know if you can, probably not possible to wild camp because it's so small, and there's one very central campsite, but it's an idyll. They do yoga holidays here. They do, so it almost feels this island like a retreat. And this whole trip for me has felt like a retreat. Just passing Fisherman's Beach. Actually, not Shell Beach. But we're ambling along at very low velocity. The digital world, or the full force of the digital domain in which I work and build, seems a long way away. As much as I love technology and the magical things computers can do, it's always been underpinned for me by a sense of social and emotional value. I've always had this need to be involved in businesses and organisations and communities and networks that are actively engaged in their culture and seeking to improve it. And every time I come back from a trip like this, it really underscores that and gives me momentum again when I lose my way with all the wankery and superficiality of the current tech scene, which I see around me. But walking along this little path, about 1/2 mile an hour, is enough for me today.
What is that?